That's the amazing Rhythm Aces, 8:02 the time. Welcome to an absolutely gorgeous and almost perfect Friday morning. It's beautiful outside right now, and enjoy it while we got it. In a few hours, it's going to start clouding up, and we'll get some sprinkles and showers for the rest of the weekend. But, we're cool with that here. We welcome, as we do each and every Friday morning, the president and CEO of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Slattery, in this morning. A very good morning to you, Aaron.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fantastic.
Good.
We had an amazing ribbon cutting yesterday at Moon Goat Coffee.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
It was all four owners were there, and the property manager, and the manager of the building.
Wow.
And we had three government representatives from Katrina Foley, Janet Wynn, and Diane Dixon. So it was an amazing ribbon cutting.
Wow. And the coffee must have been flowing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, was it?
Oh, yes. They had this amazing cold brew that was available. But, of course, I had to try some of their specialty drinks, like the churro latte.
Ooh, churro latte.
Oh, my gosh.
You kidding me?
So good. That's their most common, most popular drink, they said, is the churro latte. And then, of course, their matcha is amazing. And they have a drink called The Hulk. Bright green. Amazing.
My God. Now, anything associated with churro, I'm in.
Yes.
I'm in automatically. I want to get a little churro street vendor right here directly in front of the radio station. I wouldn't mind that, Little churros out the door. That, as we do each and every Friday, you bring a fantastic and amazing business in here to talk about their stuff. This morning we have Kristen Lewis and Jamie Saunders with Adobe by Garage Collective. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. Yeah.
Good morning.
It's great to know. just feel free. This is like a conversation in a living room somewhere. Yeah. Just pretend that the living room is on the street. Good morning. And so I want to ask you first about the idea behind the store. It initially started in your garage. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right.
It started in the garage many, many moons ago.
Right.
It was just a way to have a creative outlet.
Right.
Because I worked 8 to 5 in a corporate job.
Right.
So that's how it started. Women supporting women.
Right.
Doing something creative and doing it together.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. You were in the corporate world. Sick of being overlooked as a woman, I'm sure. And B, wanting to do your own thing.
Yes.
Okay. And how did the creativity behind...
You also had two young children.
Oh, my God. Okay. So who has Hudson and Morgan? Is that... That's you. That, okay.
Correct.
And so yours are Blake and Weston.
Correct.
All right. And do they help with the current conditions of the store? They're in junior high right now, right?
Weston's in junior high and Blake's in fifth grade.
Okay.
Blake wants to run our TikTok, which cracks me up.
Well, yeah. who better?
Right.
Who better to run a TikTok than someone under 20?
Yeah. They're a little young to help, but Morgan, Jamie's younger one, has been helping us in the store, and she's been lovely.
All right. And do you find yourself, is it hard to work with your, with for instance, as you're working with Morgan in the store, is it hard to be her boss?
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah, do you have to separate?
I have to have Kristen. Like,
so you kind of separate the mom from the boss thing.
Yeah.
Right.
It's really easy for her to ask for time off.
Okay.
She does it often.
And between the two of you, how do you separate your responsibilities within the store itself?
Well, we've partnered in August. Well, we worked together. We started having meetings during the summer and talking about the idea of changing the Garage Collective and doing a little bit more styling, adding some different things in. Jamie's a local interior designer and was one of my best customers at the white store across from Surf and Sand. So we started coming up with some ideas of what else we could offer the community. And now I'm like second cup of coffee. What was the question again?
There'll be a quiz on Friday. Bring a number two pencil and a clean sheet of paper, please. How do you divide the responsibilities between the two of you?
So when we started partnering together, I think we started doing everything together because we really want to understand all the aspects of the business and how it works.
Right.
And we've been trying to modify and improve every single thing that we're doing. So right now we're doing almost everything together.
Okay. And you mentioned off air when I heard you talk, I was eavesdropping as you're talking to Aaron over here, but you mentioned off air that it's taking a leap, and it really is. You went from the corporate world where you get that guaranteed paycheck and you know where your money's coming from into taking the leap of your own business. Give us the fear or the excitement, the exhilaration that you feel behind that.
Well, I think the whole journey is a roller coaster. I think anybody that owns their own business knows it's a roller coaster. It's moments of, this is amazing. This is wonderful. Wait, what am I doing? This is horrible. Oh, this is great again. Like, it's just, it's, you know, but I really, this concept that Jamie and I are doing right now and the partnership with the Salt Horse, we couldn't be more thrilled right. with how the community is embracing it right. and the potential that we have.
Right. And I don't think a lot of, if people don't know, the Salt Horse, this cool little food idea within, it's fresh products, it's food that we don't get anywhere else. How did that happen? How did you get together with Sam over at Salt Horse?
I mean, we had just moved to a tiny little space on Thalia that right. we had decided not to stay online. When we first were meeting, she had lost her space. We moved to this tiny spot. Sam was at the back of Business and Pleasure, and basically, her lease ended and she had to be out by March 1st, and she approached us if we had any interest in sharing this blue-eyed girl space. And we were like, well, nice. We just moved in here 5 months ago and we're in it for another 7-month lease. But we saw this space and this opportunity with her and to combine our businesses and just decided to take the leap. Our spot was really small and a little obscure where it was, although super cute. Right. But we thought in terms of the bigger picture of our future that was the spot, and we're super happy we did it.
Yeah. Now, amazing. When you say small spot, you're sitting in the smallest spot in town right now.
Ours was not much bigger. It was barely bigger. We used every inch of every wall.
And tell us, if you would, the what goes into the merchandise within the store, the selection of that, and having to know the community that shops with you in order to order merchandise, in order to put merchandise in your store.
I think we're finding that changing a lot with the new space.
Right.
We were really focused on like really home and design and pillows and blankets and all the knickknacks and things, where the new space is a lot of tourists coming in to just buy something fun from Laguna. And so we're really trying to make everyone happy right now. So right. we're trying to do a lot more diverse buying.
Right. And can you do that without it be, for instance, can you serve the tourists that come here that want to buy something that says Laguna? Can you do that without being cheesy? And do you
yes.
try and separate that line?
We're 100% not going to be cheesy.
Okay. This is a no cheese endeavor here.
Yeah. But I agree. Yeah. Finding right. that right balance of not having it be kitschy. And we're staying in our lane right. of what we love, where it still belongs in everyone's stylish home. You know, like, we want it to still fit our vibe.
It's very curated.
Yeah. Okay.
And right. we're taking our time making those selections.
Right.
Like, we just ordered some sweatshirts that is gonna have Laguna on it, but it's done in a really cute way.
Okay.
That's fun.
And that's what I'm curious about is the that selection where you talk to each other. You go, okay, so here's my idea for what I want on the sweatshirt or what we need to how does that conversation happen? Tell me about that conversation.
We run all of our buying by each other, and oddly we both
have the same style.
We will be on like these huge sites where you're digging through thousands of items, and we will both land on the same thing. Like, we really it's amazing. Like, we really have the same tastes. We agree with each other on everything. It's been really fun. Right.
And having Jamie be part of the buying and not just be me, I feel like has elevated us.
Right.
Just to have some, you know, when you're by yourself and you're looking at stuff, you're like, oh, this is fine. But Jamie, our buying has definitely elevated with Jamie being
right.
my partner.
There is nothing better than having a partner that you are just on the same page with all the time, and that that knows what your likes and dislikes are, and maybe has the same likes and dislikes. And if you have different opinions on something, someone that could contribute constructively
right.
to that difference.
Because the whole purpose of this is to be creative.
Right.
You know, it's a creative outlet, it's expression. And I felt like at the time when Jamie approached me, I really was not feeling very creative anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been through two stores flooding. We were doing online. I'm sitting in my living room in my robe, shipping to people. It just was not creative. And
right.
Jamie re-sparked all these ideas she brought. We could do this and this and all, and like then the create, it's like the energy
right
started flowing again and the creativity. So that was sparked, I feel like, when she entered the picture.
Bravo, yeah, Jamie.
Just having fun. I think it's yeah. been really fun.
Jamie, reach into the petty cash drawer and take out some cash right now. You deserve it.
Here's your tip.
So the and I'm curious, when you walk into someone's home and you see some pillows on their, some throw pillows on their couch, you think, ah, you can do better than that.
For sure.
Yes. Yeah? Okay. It's one of those things, like, I'm not the best cook. Everybody has their talent.
Right.
You know, like Sam at the Salt Horse.
Right.
She brought in this amazing couscous salad, and I was like, what is that? And she's like, what? Oh, and she's like, it's this, this, this. And, well, that doesn't work for me. I don't see that picture.
Right.
But I can walk, we can walk in your home and look at your living room and go, oh, okay. Right. This is what
here's
we
what
would
do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm making a note to myself. Never invite them into my home.
We'll bring good food now.
Yeah,
yeah, you're bringing a couscous salad. I know that. I know I'm getting a couscous salad out of you.
And you might get
and,
a pillow.
And some well, that I need. Because as I ask the question, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, no throw pillows at my house. There's just dog stuff everywhere, you know. So where do you go from, what does the summer look like for you? What have we already got ideas of what we're going to be selling in the summer?
Yes.
Okay. And you've already, that's clear, done. You already know how the store is going to be decorated for the summer or displayed, I should say.
That's a work in progress.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll kind of, as we receive product, we like to constantly re-merchandise. So it's like a new experience when people come in, and as we get new lines and new things. And again, with Sam in there, it makes it so much fun because she has fresh flowers and produce and snacks, and we're going to do all these amazing baskets in collaboration with her where people can come get like a little of everything at one time, which
yeah.
is the, and we want it to be a space people hang out. We're going to have little tables out front where you can grab your food and come sit outside. And
that's a really cool idea.
Yeah.
That's a very cool idea. And you'll have
to be very community minded.
I just heard before we went on air that you were going to have great music playing as well at some point.
Yes,
yes,
of course. The voice
of
Anna.
For sure.
Yes.
And you mentioned fresh flowers. Here's another thing I'm embarrassed about. I'm the only person on earth that can kill an orchid.
That is
not
true.
Actually alive.
And is this, now that you've got this space, this is the space.
This is the space.
You don't have your eye on another spot where it might be better or, you know, a little bigger, nothing.
No.
This is the space.
We love it. The bookstore next door is so sweet and cute. Being at the Sapphire, like the old pottery place is so
and
amazing.
And they're supportive. Those two neighbors,
so
you could not have better neighbors than those two. They're very supportive.
Even the Chocolate Soldier, I went yesterday after work and got some Easter candy for my kids. I mean, they have the most amazing truffles. They're like spectacular. And I got a stuffed animal for my niece.
Oh, very cool.
Who knew?
Everything.
One-stop shop.
One-stop shopping on
and
the same block.
I
love that. I love that. And at some point, I know Morgan is already involved.
Yes.
Do you tell your kids, you know, someday this will all be yours? Is that thought in mind of maybe passing this on eventually to the next generation in your family?
For me, I have two boys, so I don't have the girl. I approached Weston once and was like, oh my gosh, when you're, you know, in high school or whatever, you can come work at the store and you can help me. And he said, Mom, I'm going to work at Surf and Sport. And I was like, oh.
All right, yeah. Nothing like the kid not wanting to follow in your footsteps. That's cool. And the importance of it being a woman-owned business. And I love that. Okay.
It's very much always been women supporting women, and that's not that we're not exclusive. You know, where it's just been a platform where we can help build each other up.
Right.
And having Sam on board, I think, you know, also we're also a collective, and we've kept the collective portion of how we started.
Right.
You know, we started with businesses supporting other businesses, and the first store opened that we had people renting space inside so that they could have a store inside of our store. And we still have that aspect. So.
Right. And as I read about your store, as I looked at your store the other day, I'm thinking to myself, well, this could be a really cool an interior design mode to it. So if someone comes to you, some dumb guy who only has dog stuff in his house or whatever, you know, that doesn't have throw pillows, would you consider maybe looking at a place and going, you know what, we can help interior design your place?
Yeah, we already do that.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Mostly right now we're doing styling.
Right.
I mean, we will do interior design, and we still kind of do on some projects. But ultimately, people can send us photos of their living room, their bedroom. They can come in. We can go to your house locally if you're here. And yes, we will redesign shelves, beds, sofas, the whole. I mean, a girl came in the other day, I think, from South Laguna who wants her whole place for the most part done. So yes, to answer that, yes.
That's very cool.
That's kind of what we do and we're excited about. And that area will keep growing
okay.
over time.
Excellent. And by dumb guy, I meant someone else.
Of course.
You got throw pillows at your house, Erin?
I do have throw pillows at my house.
All right. All right. Yeah. I'm just checking. All right. Yeah. And other, for instance, we were talking, I want to stay on the design thing for just a second here. Currently, the percentage of women that walk into your store to men, and when men come in your store, are they looking specifically for more help in the design aspect?
I would say at this space, most of the men that come in the store are buying food.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll.
And then in terms of that percentage wise, yes, they definitely need more help when they come in.
All right. Yeah.
100%.
Right. I appreciate that. You're at 1200 South Coast Highway?
Yes.
And how do we find you online?
We are at shopgaragecollectivelaguna.com. And on Instagram, we are the.garage.collective.
Okay. Well, that's easy to remember. If you miss, yeah. Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It really is. It stays in my head. The shop. Dot, the dot shop. Yeah. Dot collective.
Because the Garage Collective was already taken.
Okay. All right.
But of course, you can always find them on the chamber directory there under the Garage Collective.
All right.
Yes. And just a little correction from the beginning. It's Abode by Garage Collective. I think you said Adobe.
Yeah.
Just to clarify.
That's also taken online.
A lot of people see it.
Yeah. You know, that's also taken online, by the way. Instagram. You can't get Adobe either. So I'm glad you went with Abode. And my apologies for the mispronunciation.
No
and
worries.
Good catch, by the way. Good catch. Definitely take some money out of petty cash now. She caught that. All right. Well, thank you. Well, we're not done with you yet. I'm just going to turn to Erin for a second because we've got a lot of stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
You're the busiest person in town this week.
I mean, it's not just this week. It's like the next couple of months. We've got so much stuff going on. Oh, my gosh. So we have NEGU, Never Ever Give Up. That is the Jesse Reese Foundation. We're going to have their ribbon cutting in Irvine, and that is going to be on Thursday, April 11th from 4 to 6. We're going to make joy jars.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be so fun.
And do us a favor, once again, for those that that don't understand what joy jars are, tell us how those started.
So the Jesse Reese Foundation is named after a young woman who had a terminal cancer, but while she was still living, she started this program to make joy jars for other kids that are in the hospital. So you put together age-appropriate toys into a jar and give them to the kids that are in the hospital.
That is so wonderful.
That are fighting cancer and they're going to survive. Yes. So
wonderful.
So fun. Joy jars. I love it.
That's amazing.
So that is going to be, once again, on April 11th, Thursday in Irvine. And we also have another ribbon cutting, the Museum of Make-Believe, which is right across from the Surf and Sand.
Yes.
And that's on Thursday the 25th, April 25th at 5:30. We're so excited about that. It's like for kids, but for young, you know, the young part of an adult because it's just a fantasy.
Yeah, make-believe is for everybody.
Exactly.
Period.
It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait to see it.
I make-believe I'm younger.
Yes, right. Exactly. Speaking of stuffed animals for Easter, next week we're actually going to have the Friends Collection on the Voice of Laguna.
Nice.
I
ran into them yesterday in front of City Hall.
I
could not find two more charming people other than, of course, Jamie and Kristen here. But
The stuffed animals are so soft and cuddly and plush and so adorable.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for stuffed animals, check out the French collection. And of course, it is on the chamber directory that you can find them as well. So State of the City is next week. Oh my God, I am going crazy with seating charts and name tags. And we're going to have a great event. We've got Sue Kemp is the mayor this year, yes. And she's done a whole little video production. So it's going to be a great event at the Montage next Tuesday.
We had Sue on yesterday, and she's already dotted all her I's and crossed all her T's, and she's got the yellow highlight thing. She showed me half the speech. I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go. I got it. Okay, here we go.
It's going to be great. And then April, our meet and greet is going to be at Bodega. That's on Wednesday, April 17th at 5:30. We're looking forward to Bodega.
Yes.
And we have Chamber Night at the Art Time Barrow. That's on Tuesday, April 30th at 6 o'clock. If you haven't checked out the Art Time Barrow, you can make ceramics. And you can be on the wheel, you can do on the table. We're actually doing a special pricing of only $45. Come network with the chamber and learn a little bit more about ceramics. Yeah. This should so be a fun evening.
I'll be playing the Righteous Brothers Unchained Melody during that whole ceramics class.
I wish Patrick Swayze could join us.
Yeah,
but.
You know.
Of course, our golf tournament is coming up on Tuesday, May 14th. Our golf tournament is at the Strawberry Farms, and it's presented by Visit Laguna Beach. And right now, besides everything else I'm doing, I am collecting donations for our silent auction for the golf tournament.
Okay.
Yes.
How can we help?
So, you know, I know the Garage Collective is probably going to be having a silent auction item. I know the Salt Horses helped us out before. So we love collecting items that you want to help promote your business.
Okay.
And it's all online. And so it is a great way to promote an item or your business because the silent auction is online and we have link throughs to your business so they can learn more about your business and other items that you're offering. And of course, if they get outbid, they know where to find you.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, very cool.
So it's a great great opportunity for you to promote your business on our silent auction.
All right.
We have a silent auction not only for the golf tournament, but for Taste of Laguna. So we offer that twice a year.
All right. I'm taking my clubs. Now, I told the story last week. I've 20 years ago, I bought a brand new set of golf clubs. I've never used them. I don't golf. I'm here all the time. Which brings me to my question. Are you done with what you got going on?
No, I've got some
Oh,
more,
my God. Let me shut up then.
But besides that, I have never picked up a golf club until last week myself.
Okay.
I took my first golf lesson with Barbara Williams.
Okay.
She's one of our members, and she does golf lessons at the ranch and some other places. So if you need to, you know, freshen up your right. golf game,
yeah.
Barbara Williams is amazing.
All right. There's no freshening. I've just never had a golf game, so there's no freshening here, man. Do either one of you play golf?
I get happy faces and sad faces from my husband, so if that explains anything.
Okay. All right.
But to conclude, we have the Pageant of the Masters. Yes. We can't forget about the Pageant of the Masters. I believe they had a casting call yesterday.
Okay. All right.
So hopefully they found some great people to stand still, which I could never do.
No.
But we, as the Chamber of Commerce, we are fortunate enough to have tickets for the final dress rehearsal, which is July 3rd. Come out and see and check out the Art of Fashion is the theme this year. And the tickets are only $70. And you get to help support the chamber. And you get to see the show, be one of the first people to see the show at the final dress rehearsal. And, of course, the whole point of that is for all of our locals to see the pageant. So that we can then be the concierge for the Pageant of the Masters for the rest of the summer with somebody saying, hey, what's the Pageant of the Masters?
Right.
What do you think of it? And you can say, oh, I saw it. It was amazing.
Right.
Right? So that's the point of all of our businesses. I highly recommend coming out, getting your tickets. It's a great team building opportunity for your business. Buy the tickets and then help to sell the tickets for the rest of the summer because this is one of those things that people come from around the world to see. It's something completely unique that Laguna Beach has.
Right. You're not going to get it anywhere else.
Yes.
It really is only right here, exclusively here. I love it every single time, every year.
Yeah. And of course, Oak Laguna Beach, the restaurant here, is partnering with us. They have their beach boxes. And if you purchase Pageant of the Master tickets through us for the July 3rd, they have a special so that you can get your beach box lunch. It serves two people, two Oak Burgers, fries, roasted sweet corn, salads, this whole wonderful picnic lunch that you can take with you to the Pageant of the Masters for only $40.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah,
I
so love that. We're so excited to have Oak do this promotion for those who buy tickets from us for the July 3rd.
I love Oak. Yeah. Oak does everything right. And by the way, if you're getting burgers in those, they have just about the best burger in town. They really do. And
they are known for their burger.
They're just slamming.
The award-winning burger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they're slamming. Every burger you get is just as delicious as the last. I can't tell you enough. A good morning to her as she passes by. So Jamie and Kristen, before I let you go, what a great first impression that I screwed up the name of the place and called it Adobe instead of Abode, and my apologies for that. Abode by Garage Collective. You mentioned you're not a golfer. How much time, and I know you both have kids, do you put into the store itself? Do you find yourself going, wow, I've been here 14 hours today, or you know, we put in a lot of hours today. Are you equally dividing your time, home and work?
Not recently, but that is the goal.
Okay, that is the goal.
Because like of all balance of our is hard to do.
Moving, right. I think right. we don't have that balance yet, but right. our goal is by summer, that's where yeah. we're going
to
be.
Right. Because by the time we had signed the lease, we had 3 weeks to get the store open, and one of which was ski week. So she was in Tahoe and I was in Mexico, so okay. nothing happened. So right. basically, the store was put together in 2 weeks.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Long days,
yeah.
but
yeah. yeah. Congratulations fun. On the Tahoe trip and the Mexico
yes,
trip.
Thank right.
Very
you.
Good.
It was
okay.
fun.
That's kind of a rejuvenation. Thing. Yeah. So now, yeah. you're ready to roll through the rest of the year.
Yeah.
All right. Kristen Lewis, Jamie Saunders, Abode by Garage Collective. I'm going to say it over and over so I never say Adobe again. And Aaron, I'm not going to let you go.
Yes.
And we will have our grand opening, by the way, this coming Thursday,
okay.
April 4th. So
all right.
you guys should come by.
Yes, yeah. definitely.
Live music, food, drinks. And you can just
little mini astrology sessions.
Oh, yeah. oh, and we all know how much Ooh. I love that. yeah. So someone comes up to me and goes, "Hey, what sign are you?" I'm the sign that doesn't believe in that crap,
okay.
but that's okay.
okay too.
Little mini astrology
so you'll
sessions
be first
are cool.
on the read.
I yeah. can't wait. You know, like, okay, what's that card mean? Yeah, no, I'm good.
So what time on April 4th do we need to be there? Is it all day or
4 to 7 p.m.
4 to 7 p.m. next Thursday.
Yeah. Art walk night.
Yeah.
Art walk. Yeah. Perfect.
So I'm gonna write a note here and I'll keep it at the radio station and we will be announcing that the entire week next week so
right.
so that we'll make sure that you get lots of love and lots of people there and yeah right. I yeah
and one other thing I forgot to mention
sure.
is we have a new spring Saturday sidewalk sale
oh.
and that is going to be on April 27th
okay
so very similar to Small Business Saturday where the Chamber of Commerce takes out a temporary use permit for the whole city. This is citywide.
Okay.
We took out a temporary use permit so that you can have our storefronts in Laguna Beach can have sidewalk sales.
Oh, that's very
What's
cool.
So it is Saturday, April 27th.
Okay.
And so you can sign up. It's through the Think Laguna First website. And you can, if you have special promotions going on, you can post those on our Think Laguna First. We're so excited to be able to do this again for our city and for all of the businesses here in Laguna Beach. You know, this is a way to get rid of some of that inventory right before summer so you can
right.
get fresh things in.
Right.
And I just think it's going to be great to get the locals to come out. I know Joelle is working on some fun games and things as well.
Right.
So.
Oh, that's such a great idea. Yeah. Are you guys going to take part in that?
Absolutely.
Oh, you're going to yes. love that. Yeah, I'm coming out with my summer muscle shirt thing. I'm getting rid of the regular t-shirts and sweatshirts, and we're going all, you know, tees and stuff. So, yeah. Right on. I can't wait. All right, so I will remind the audience once again that you're at 1200 South Coast Highway, Abode by Garage Collective. They've got their grand opening this coming Thursday. Thank you for mentioning that, by the way. And it's from 4 to 7 o'clock. And yes, I'm crystal balls and all that stuff. I will be there. I can't wait.
Thanks right. for having us.
All right. Thank you, Kristen and Jamie. Thank you, Aaron, as always. It's been a lot of fun. We'll look forward to seeing you next week, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys on Thursday. Exactly halfway through the 8 o'clock hour, it's the Mornings with Ed show on the all-new Voice of Laguna.